Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free. 877-969-8600. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
A massive manhunt continues to be underway in the state of Maine at this hour, looking for 40-year-old Robert Card, who has been identified as a person of interest in a terrible, deadly shooting at a bowling alley and restaurant in Lewiston, Maine. At least 22 people we know have been killed. At least 30 others have been injured, we understand. And literally hundreds of police officers, law enforcement, are fanning out across that area looking for this person. One of the last updates that we had coming into this hour was that a vehicle that might be tied to this person, might be the person's vehicle, evidently was found in a town called Lisbon. Nearby. So again, they're watching, they're looking for this person, and obviously if you see this person, if he was reported to have had what's being described as an assault weapon, don't approach them. Call 911, call the police, and do not approach them, because he is considered armed and dangerous. And from some of the other information that we've obtained here, it looks as though this person may have been suffering from some sort of mental incapacity, including hearing voices. So, again, this continues on at this hour. It's 4 o'clock in the morning, of course, in Maine, and we still have law enforcement trying to do their best to find this person, but he is still at large from what we understand. So, a very sad situation and a very, very terrible, terrible tragedy that has occurred. Well, welcome to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you, and of course we'll give you updates as we move through the program this morning with any other updates that do come in the early morning hours. 949-822-7959, that's the number to call if you'd like to opine. Head over to KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send me a direct message. You can also follow links to listen to the program. So if there's ever any issue, the power goes out, your radio won't come on, whatever it might be, go to KyleWarrenShow.com. You can find the live links and you can listen to us that way as well. And just, well, as the Boy Scouts say, be prepared. That's what it's all about. Folks, once again, we're going to welcome our guest, our regular contributor, our good friend, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Hey, good morning.
This is a terrible, horrible story coming out of Maine this morning. And again, we will keep our listeners updated if we get any more information.
He had actually been in a mental institution, whatever that may be, or was in some kind of a facility, I think, over the summer for a couple of weeks, and was released. I think he's former National Guard. He does have experience with firearms. So I don't know if Maine has red flag laws or not, but that's where we are with that one.
Yeah, it certainly brings it up. That's no doubt about it.
Before we went to break, I was explaining all of the entities, the critical race theory, the Black Lives Matter, how they all hate whites. And that the we have this protest for the Palestinians going on across the campuses, which not only are essentially hating Jews, but they're hating, a lot of them are hating America for supporting Israel. And so if you start adding all this up, ladies and gentlemen, what we have is virtually, and I say this on the heels of a new speaker, that are looking for something to complain about Mike Johnson, We virtually have half the country hating the other half. Hating.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that I've ever seen the volume of hate in this country as that we have now.
And that is very powerful what you just said. It's terrifying and scary, and in this day and age, you know, Denise, I always thought that we were supposedly moving towards a better understanding of one another, a better future, and I still believe that we are going to go to a better future. I have a lot of hope for that. But you're right; we look around us, and it's abject hatred. It's gone from disagreement to hatred.
And we have a White House, by the way. Well, during Biden's inaugural address, he pledged to fix that. Yet how many times did he and his fellow Democrats talk about, you know, the really militant MAGA Republicans, and continues to, and so does Karine Jean-Pierre. So they're not doing a blasted thing to stop any of this, and especially now with what the protests going on these college campuses.
Indeed. Yeah, and it's really something, because, you know, one would think that just the mere utterance of, you know, saying anti-Semitic slogans or hate-filled words and so forth would just be abhorrent to people in this day and age, in 2023. But yet it simply just sort of spews out of them, you know, and it's something that we just don't understand.
Well, I think we understand it. I don't think that we know what to do with it.
Well, indeed. Well, a lot of that, too, comes from, well, look at what the U.N., you know, now the U.N. Secretary General was saying. Well, he was shocked by the reaction that everybody gave. Like, this is shocking to him that we all thought that he was justifying this stuff.
You know. And then he tried to walk it back yesterday, and that didn't go well.
No, it did not. But again, it's almost creepy how this anti-Israel, anti-Semitic sentiment seems to just be coming out of the woodwork. It's very terrifying and scary. But I'd tell you what, Denise, I'd tell you, can you hold on real quick right there? Because I do hear the music. We're going to head out to the break. We want to hear the whole reaction there. So, folks, we'll be right back with Denise Simon, founderscode.com. There is more to talk about, a lot more to talk about. Stay right there.
Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Yes, you are. And no, we're not going to bed anytime soon. And don't do that right now, because we have so much more to talk about, so much more to tell you about, so much more information. And we are the place, folks, for news and politics and the overnights all across America. Your radio dial, 949-822-7959. 949-822-7959. That is the number if you'd like to call in and opine if you have a question for our guest, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And by the way, Denise, I think people should take a trip over there to FoundersCode.com, because you have all kinds of great articles, all kinds of great information over there as well, don't you?
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, of course, and it's true. And people can go check that out. And then on Facebook, they simply search the Denise Simon Experience, correct, in order to find you there.
Or they can, go to Founders Code, Founders with an S plural, FoundersCode.com.
Okay, and you got links there for all that. That's great. Well, I tell you what, I know I was telling you to hold that thought. We do have a caller holding, so I tell you what, but finish your thought, and then we'll go to the call.
All I was going to say is somebody ought to be looking very carefully at the money that the Palestinian organizations are paying out to power people at college campuses and at the United Nations. Maybe the Palestinians ought to ask where all of this wealth is and what it's really doing.
Very interesting indeed. Tell you what, let's head over to line one. Line one, you're on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
This is Joe from Venice. Good morning.
Hey, Joe. Good morning.
Hey, how you doing? Good morning, everyone. In regards to the left and the Democrats, there is no compromise. They must be defeated. you cannot compromise with evil, and the Democrats are evil. And that's what we have to just realize. They're un-American, and it's just the truth. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Joe in Venice. We appreciate the call. Denise, what do you think?
I'm not sure I can really disagree. And, you know, fascinatingly enough, if you really just look at recent events, you know, and I think we can necessarily start with the confirmation hearing of Brett Kavanaugh and kind of move forward, you can pretty much make his case. And, you know, Mark Levin, you know, just wrote his most recent book, bestseller, on that very topic. So, I don't think it's deniable.
Well, and I think, of course, people across the highways and byways, rank and file, your neighbors, for example, who might be Democrats, I don't think that they harbor the same kinds of things, intensity levels and so forth, than what I would call the Democrat Party elite, for example. I think that there's so much more on the ground level that unites us, but that's all gone away. In other words, we can't have any conversations anymore because everything has been so completely polarized.
Well, if you had a next-door neighbor that was a Democrat, okay, and, you know, they seem to be somewhat reasonable, I would say, why are they not pushing back against some of the extremists,
right,
in their own party? You know, what do they say? Silence is complicity?
Right. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, exactly. And this is why, again, you know, it's that, you know, the Democrat Party elite, they have a sort of a stranglehold on the working people. They think they have a stranglehold on the unions. They think they have all this support that's just built in, you know, and they keep moving forward. But you're right. Maybe they do need some pushback. We have another call coming in as well. Would you like to take another call, Denise?
Sure.
Okay, here we go. Line one, once again, you're back on the radio. Good morning.
Hey, it's me, Backgammon Bob.
Hey, Backgammon Bob. Good morning.
Yes, just wanted to ask Denise two things. The new Speaker of the House, I think, is really great. I really like him a lot. I think they did a nice job. And the other thing is, as far as Israel goes, I think they've got to go in there and basically just take over that whole pot and make that whole Gaza Strip part of Israel. And I know it's going to kind of be like Japan and Germany in World War II. They just have to remake the whole thing. What do you think, Denise?
Well, at this point, Israel doesn't want it back. Although I kind of think they ought to take it back. But in 2005, when Israel essentially was forced to give up the land, understand that one of the big things that was there in the Gaza area was agriculture. And they had hundreds and hundreds of greenhouses. And they left those in place so the Palestinians could, and which they pledged, could have an infrastructure there where they could start with building their own economy. So Israel left it for them. And then understand, almost 9,000 families, Israelis, were relocated. They had to move. They had to leave everything. The cost to Israel was huge. But they had to leave their jobs, they had to leave their homes, all these kinds of things, and they were relocated back into Israel, okay? And that included, by the way, digging up, exhuming bodies, Israeli bodies from cemeteries, and they had to relocate all of those too. So let's just put things in perspective on what Israel gave up for the sake of the Palestinians. And it wasn't too long after all of this that the Palestinians, they destroyed all of the greenhouses, they destroyed all of the infrastructure, and they voted in Hamas to be their government. Now, the Palestinians, Fatah, and Hamas, they all hate the Jews. Hate them. Obviously, they want to destroy them. Okay. But why is it that this area is under the responsibility of Israel, and it's not under the responsibility of Muslim countries. You see what I'm saying? What, are Muslim countries helping Israel deal with this? No.
And they don't want to.
They're not helping. Well, right. And they don't want to take any of them as refugees. So when you get this U.N. Secretary General who's an ass, I hope I can say that on the air.
Yeah. Go ahead, Beck Amabon.
Yes.
Those people cannot exist with the religions cannot exist together.
Exactly.
They are diametrically. They need to take all the Palestinians,
right.
And they just need to ship them out. And that either one, because the Palestinians are such a danger, it's like having a military base right next to you of people that are trying to attack you and kill you. They've just got to take them out, clean them out, take them out, ship them out of there. I mean, I'm not saying there's not some good people there, but
right.
they just can't afford it. They've just got to neutralize it. Whatever. If the Palestinians then nobody lives there. But that is just got to be done.
I mean, I don't really disagree. No. And the Israelis will tell you they kind of have sympathy and pity for the Palestinians. And I'm like, you know, this is kind of what got you in trouble. I understand there's some Palestinians that are probably not all bad, for sure. And there are Palestinians that actually, you know, live in Israel and they work fine. But that's they're almost kind of the exception, especially if you start looking at what is happening on our college campuses.
But the problem is the basic tenets of the Muslim religion are so diametrically opposed to the Jewish people, and back in World War II and stuff, Hitler even went over there and basically taught them to be anti-Semitic and basically emphasized that a lot. They weren't as bad back then. You remember know what I'm saying?
I absolutely do. Absolutely do.
Well, we got about 30 seconds or so, but thanks, Backgam and Bob, for calling, and we'll talk to you again real soon, my friend.
All right, thanks a lot.
All right, take care. Backgam and Bob, everybody. Yeah, so, yeah, Denise, yeah, that it's we thought we had dealt with the Nazis and Nazism and anti-Semitism way back then, but it's coming back with a vengeance, I'm sorry to say.
Well, yeah, it's there. They're just rising up. It's been there all along.
Yeah, it's abhorrent to decent people to see this kind of thing, calling for genocide, hatred of your fellow man, your fellow woman. This is just off the charts. I'll tell you what, Denise, hold on right there because we're going to come back for another segment with Denise Simon, everybody. Stay right there because we have a lot more to tell you about, a lot more to talk about. Telephone number 949-822-7959 if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning. Stay right there.
I came down because I heard there was chocolate chip ice cream.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
U.S.
USA News Update. Reports say at least 10 people are dead after a mass shooting in Maine. Police say dozens more are injured, and they're searching for the shooter in the city of Lewiston. Police have released an image of a man with what appears to be an assault rifle. Speaking from the White House Wednesday, President Biden has issued a stern caution to Iran regarding potential assaults on U.S. military installations in the Middle East.
We have had troops in the region since 9/11. To go after ISIS and prevent re-emergence in the region.
He conveyed to Iran's supreme leader that the U.S. would take action in response to any further attacks perpetrated by Iran against American soldiers. The newly elected Republican Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson from Louisiana, expressed his intent to immediately get to work.
The challenge before us is great, but the time for action is now.
I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Your radio dial, the overnight hours all across America. We are back, folks. We have a lot more to talk about. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959 if you'd like to call into the program this morning. And, of course, check out my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com. And there you can send me a direct message this morning if you have something to say in that regard, if you don't want to call in on the telephone line. And then also, of course, you can check out my social media as well, Facebook and X. Formerly known as Twitter. So, at some point, do you think Elon Musk is going to change the name of X again? I'm just wondering if he might. I wonder if they're taking bets. Over there in Las Vegas, Nevada, where, of course, people are listening in on 101.5 KDON, the talk of Las Vegas. And all the, by the way, good morning to everybody listening on AM 920, The Answer. They're in Atlanta, Georgia. Atlanta, GA. Good morning to everybody there as well. Well, we've continued talking here with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again, Denise.
Yeah, good morning. I don't X, I tweet. I'm still going to tweet.
Still going to. I think so, too. I just want to say Twitter, and you're right. I don't know how you X. You know, I think you bring up a good point.
Well, I mean, it's almost like, you know, you're rating a movie. You know, it's an X-rated video or something. I'm tweeting.
Well, I tell you what, we instead of tweeting, we got we actually have a couple of callers holding on. Let's take line one here real quick. Line one, you are on the air. Is this Aaron from Denver?
Yeah. Oh, yes. It's me. It's me again.
All right.
But the thing is, got to ask Denise about the $5,000 fine Trump gets for violating this stupid gag order. Now he gets yesterday a $10,000 fine for violating this dumb gag order. And the thing is, though, I don't care who put you in that judge's chair, whether it was a Democrat, Republican, you got to be fair. And the thing is, so Trump is not being treated fair. I think this gag order is frankly unconstitutional. It violates his right to free speech in this country. I mean, he's a former president of the United States, and yet he can't talk about this political witch hunt that's going on, trying to get Trump, trying to get him. We got to get him. We got to get Trump. I mean, it is ridiculous. So next time, I guess when Trump violates this gag order, what, they're going to charge him $15,000? $20,000? I mean, how high is it going to go? It is just so ridiculous. And you're right, Denise. The UN secretary is an ass. And if I had the power, I would move the United Nations to let the EU have the United Nations. I am so sick of the United Nations in this country. It just drives me nuts. But anyway, Denise. Professor Potix, adios.
Adios. All right. That's, again, Aaron listening in Denver on the mighty 710 KNUS. I just love saying that, the mighty 710 KNUS. Well, Denise, what do you think? And then we'll take the other call here.
Well, let's move the United Nations. No, let's move them to North Korea. How about that? Or Sudan. How about that?
How about to the moon? But I don't know. Elon Musk could come up with some way of getting everybody to the moon on that. Okay, I'll tell you what. Let's go ahead and take line two. Line two, you're on the program. Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Good morning, Mary from St. Pete.
Oh, good morning, Mary.
I'm sorry to bounce back to the hate. I think a lot of the hate comes from the World Economic Forum and the higher-ups in the, I guess, the structure of mankind. But they hate the bottom feeders. And, folks, everyone listening is a bottom feeder. When they want to kill a certain number of billion of people on the earth for breathing, and let them eat bugs, and proven by Tyson, has started a plant
right,
bugs so that you get to eat bugs, or starting with your animals, by the way. And they do say kill your animals and eat them because they're blowing off too much carbon monoxide. The hate is there, and you are all being manipulated by these people up at the top, everyone here, to fight amongst each other and all of this. And as long as the division goes on, it's going to continue. But that's their plan, is divide mankind, and then they get to kill a bunch of people, and then the people left will be useless bottom feeders that they just have to entertain with drugs and computer games. That's what I think. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, Mary. Thanks, Mary, listening in St. Pete there. Denise, what do you think?
I'm not arguing with her.
I don't want the bugs either. I know we've mentioned this before, right? Yeah, I don't want the bugs, anything other than bugs.
Right. Now, we have a water problem. I mean, if you go look at the Fox News page, the Biden administration will get ready to cut, I think, I don't know how they do that, but a billion gallons of water out west. Okay, we have a bug problem. I mean, a water problem. Mm-hmm. We had a water problem for a long time, which is the reason that the farmers in California are struggling so much. But yet we're supposed to have plant-based everything. Exactly where we're going to get the water for all these plants. Oh, wait a minute. Who else is, you know, what other plants are stealing the water? Oh, all the marijuana growers.
Well, I guess everybody would just be so high on marijuana they wouldn't care about having dinner.
I guess not. I mean, I'm not eating plant-based hamburgers and I'm not eating bugs. So I guess if, when it all goes away, I'm just going to have to go over here to the Gulf of Mexico and fish.
I think so. But I like what Mary's talking about, because there does seem to be these sort of plans, these movements, as it were, to sort of make it chic, make it cool, you know, and this is the new thing, and everybody's doing it. You know why? Because we got this population problem in our world and all this. We don't have enough resources and so on and so forth. You know, last time I checked, most of the land area and area of the earth is not occupied by people.
Well, I mean, you know, if we have a population problem, you know, somebody ought to go knock on the door of Planned Parenthood saying, you know, you haven't fixed this fast enough.
Well, you know, and that's, but it is, it's this, this, it, sometimes I think it's like a false, it's like a almost a false religious sort
look,
of. It's
all
a,
of these things are manufactured problems.
Yeah.
They're all manufactured.
Yeah.
This whole Palestine thing, it's a manufactured problem. It's been a manufactured problem for decades, decades and decades. And now they blew it up because they felt like they could put a lot of money into it. Now money is coming from the wealthy, you know, oil nations in the Middle East. And then they created this whole division at the United Nations. And I would argue that, you know, some of these people are getting paid some big dollars. I mean, imagine if we can actually find the money that's behind the Students for Justice in Palestine thing, which, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, actually began, it's part of BDS, Boycott, Diversity, and Sanction, or Diverse and Sanction. But this whole thing actually began in 1993 at Berkeley, the University of California, Berkeley. So this is not a new condition. And, you know, from there it virtually spread to all kinds of universities, Vassar, Brandeis, Loyola, you know, DePaul, Stanford. I mean, and now we got, you know, the rest of them. So, I mean, it... Do you see how manufactured crises can just keep going on? And the confirmation hearing for Brett Kavanaugh was a manufactured crisis.
Indeed. Yes, exactly.
It works.
Yeah.
A lie works.
And that's what we see every single time. And then, you know, it's like what we're talking about with the bugs and everything. It's almost as if the point of view is that humanity is a scourge upon the earth, right? So that's why you have to, hell has to be controlled, and you have to be, you can't eat this anymore, and you can't have this much animal population. It just goes on and on. It's just a weird sort of creepy, cultish sort of, perspective.
Well, I'd like for somebody to follow Bill Gates around and see how many bugs he eats.
Well, I don't know. I mean, if they're chocolate covered, maybe. I don't know. But I don't even want to go there with that. But Denise Simon, founderscode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Time's flown by this morning, but we're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning.
All right. Good deal. Thank you.
Take care. Denise Simon, everybody. And we're going to come right back, everybody, with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. We'll be here, the one and only. Stay right there.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Third Watch.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea.
The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy. And Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
You know, when we come back to this particular segment of the program, where we're going to be talking with our good friend Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, watchdogonwallstreet.com, to have this Bachman-Turner Overdrive song come on, which is Taking Care of Business, is just so apropos. I love it when this one pops up, because, as I said, it's just so fitting, because we're going to be talking with our good friend, of course, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Don't forget, 949-822-7959, that is the number if you'd like to call in and opine. We actually have a couple of callers waiting patiently on the line, but first, of course, we want to introduce our good friend Chris Markowski. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. And there is a lot going on, and of course, we'll take the callers here in just a moment. But first off, of course, you know, we're still seeing, I think, I saw something earlier today, I believe, about electric vehicle cars. Now, number one, we had Gavin Newsom, our California governor, over in China, showcasing what was a $166,000 electric vehicle, for one thing. But it looks like slowing demand on electric vehicles is starting to make its way now.
Oh, without a doubt. We're actually interesting. There was a partnership between General Motors and Honda. They basically broke that yesterday. They were thinking about making, trying to make some sort of sub $30,000 electric vehicle. There was the chairman of Toyota who was vindicated. I held this guy, this is, a couple years ago. He was, questioning the whole EV movement, and they, tried to cancel him, and he's been right. The hybrids are the way to go. And if you actually take a look, there's less than a week supply of hybrids on car lots, in particular Toyota Prius, for example, whereas the EVs are, they just keep piling up. They're not being sold. And again, it makes sense. It really does. I mean, I was on vacation this summer. I had a hybrid, and it worked great. You plug the car in, and, it'll get you maybe about 40 miles on that electric charge. And when the electric charge is up, then, the gasoline engine kicks on. So you don't have to worry about range anxiety or anything like that. And you think about it, it's great for a car that you're going to have. You're going to drive around for the course of the day and around back and forth to work. That makes some sort of sense. And you don't need the massive batteries that these big, huge SUVs are taking on and the enormous expense. It's just, there's no logic or reason for the way they do things because, again, it's demanded out of Washington, D.C. These electric vehicles are very, very expensive. And, people, like I said, they're not clamoring to buy them.
Indeed. And it's proven technology. Going back to World War II, for goodness sakes, the diesel electric submarine. I mean, that's not exactly the same thing, but it's the same kind of principle. I'll tell you what, let's go ahead and take the caller. Line two, you're on the line with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning. Line two, are you there?
Would that be me?
That would be you. Good
morning.
That
be me?
That would be you.
Oh, good morning. This is Bill in Sarasota, Chris's old stomping ground. Speaking of vehicles, I think your wife had a BMW that used to have service at the Honda dealer when it was wild.
Yes, I still have it, by the way.
Oh, okay. Hey, I woke up after having a nightmare about a gunfight at a convenience store with a bunch of Mexican sex traffickers, and I turned on the radio, Kyle, and you were on talking about eating bugs, and I just wanted to get, I mean, it went from bad to worse, kind of.
Yeah, no kidding.
But I wanted to, I saw a documentary by Roman Balmakov from TheEpochTimes.com, and you can watch it at 1.25 speed. It makes perfect sense. He goes around the world and talks about the food shortage crisis. He discovered a whole bunch of stuff, and mostly it's governments causing it. Went to the Netherlands, went to Sri Lanka, and it's free to watch, and I highly recommend it. It's called No Farmers, No Food. And the subtitle, Will You Eat the Bugs?
Oh, very cool. All right. We'll check it out.
Just wanted to give a heads up there. Hey, is this a big crash, Chris?
Oh, markets are coming down. I don't know if we're going to see a big crash. I do think that you probably have a technical bottom, probably around 3,800 on the S&P. Again, the profits are still there. It's hard to think that there's going to be a crash unless you get a major fluctuation, where we really see the 10-year tick up when it comes to yield. And I don't know if that's going to be the case. And the reason being is they keep talking about higher for longer. How in the world are they going to be higher for longer? Well, our nation will be bankrupt in 6 months. They have interest rates down. There's just no way. So, the amount of finance, the amount of debt that we have to take on at these higher rates, it's just that the numbers just don't add up. So I'm not buying the whole higher for longer thing.
Yeah, well, and they're already talking about an inverted yield curve, and you've got issues with, the war, and, war being the health of the state doesn't necessarily mean it's the health of the stock market, to paraphrase Ayn Rand. But, I don't know. I think the thing to be is in futures myself, but that's my plan. I just wanted to get your input.
No, it's, for me, as markets are going to trade, but for me as a financial advisor, this is the first time in a very, very long time where I'm actually, you know, my clients are making money on, you know, risk-free assets, where you're getting a level of return. I mean, we're going on the short end of the curve and looking, you know, at the 2 years and even shorter than that. You're getting a nice rate of return that you can roll over again and again and again. And I haven't had that since the 1990s, which is a nice bonus for a lot of portfolios. I take a look at the markets as a whole. People say, well, yeah, the S&P did great this year. No, it didn't. A few companies in it did. But the bulk of it is down, quite frankly. And again, you're going to see some asset rotation and, you know, building a base around here. But again, I look to high quality companies and the amount of money that's going to be spent by the government next year, infrastructure stocks, obviously defense stocks. There's a lot that are going to do well. You just got to be very particular in regards to what you're looking at.
Indeed.
What do you think about the availability of cheap money to the banks that are giving it to corporations to buy their own stocks back? What do you think that's going to end up as?
Well, I right
earnings,
now, you got
basically.
They're so flush with cash. I mean, right now, you can take a look at some of the big tech companies that have got higher valuations. Those companies still print money. The amount of cash that they have sitting on the sidelines is insane. And, you know, for them to they're going to start their stocks come down. You're going to see more stock buybacks. There's no doubt about it. To borrow money, to go about repurchasing stock, I don't necessarily think that's the wisest of choices, for business. Cause then again, you know, it's not making any sense. That's not going to happen now with these higher rates.
Right. It's basically quantitative easing all over again.
That's right.
Well, I just,
the quantitative easing is, you know, again, you know, they've gotten into quantitative tightening, but the problem is right now is that they've taken the money supply has been really drained, out of the system. It really has. And you want to think about you talk about losing banks. Think about the amount of money that the Federal Reserve is losing right now on all its mortgage-backed securities and treasuries that it's bought that it hasn't run off its balance sheet over the past several years. That's a big loser right there, and the taxpayers are footing that bill.
Yeah, well, I think you can't have a good government without a good economy, especially when the government's printing money to wage wars and to give to terrorists. And, you know, crisis is what keeps Democrats in power, I think, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? I think what do you think is going to happen if they were to print, I'm sorry, not print, pump oil again? Wouldn't that solve pretty much all the problems?
It would be fantastic. But not even to your first point, where you're talking about the Epoch Times documentary. I laugh at this all the time when people are saying that, you know, that there's, you know, the food, when I take a look at food prices here in the United States, which are patently absurd. You know, I get to get away with my family in the summer. My wife's family is in Greece. We go there. And what we pay over there compared to here, it's insane. It costs nothing to eat over in these other places. And I live on Long Island right now. I'm going to be moving back down to Sarasota in a year, Tampa Bay area. But I mean, we've got all of this farmland out here on Long Island. You know what they do with it? They make bad wine. You got vineyards as far as the eye can see. What about all the farmland that they have out, you know, for ethanol? What a waste.
Yeah.
We're putting, you know, food into cars for no reason. It makes no environmental sense whatsoever. There's more than enough farmland here in this country. There's tons of it.
Exactly.
We don't use it properly. Big ag, big problem.
Well, Chris Markowski, thank you so much. Of course, we're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning. Yeah, thank you, Bill, in Sarasota. Take care out there. And, folks, we're coming up to the top of the hour break. Chris, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care.
Scott, have a good one.
You too. Thanks. Folks, Kyle Warren coming right back with you right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.